We are joined in the media center with Brittany Force, whose pass of 3.651 seconds at 331.28 miles per hour not only landed her in the provisional number one spot tonight, but it also set both ends of a track record in Top Fuel. So, Brittany, tell us about that run.
That was an awesome run for this Advance Auto Parts team. David Grubnick is known for going out Friday night and hitting that number one spot. We did it. He told me we were going to do it. He's always confident when we roll up here and said, we're going to steal that number one spot. Hang on. And we're going to pick up some bonus points because we're still chasing down this number one spot and it's not out of our reach yet.
Great. And tell us about just how important that was to get that run under there in terms of just bonus points and overall focus for the weekend.
Very important. It's three bonus points for this team, but really tomorrow is going to be what's really important because what we're looking at more than number one qualifier is winning on race day. And that'll come down to tomorrow. How we run tomorrow, if we get two consistent runs going into race day, we should be set up pretty good.
Great. Other questions?
Other questions from the media?
when you pull up the motorplex at nighttime, cool session like that, Grubnick in your corner, do you know good things are going to happen?
Oh, yeah, always. With this Advance Auto Parts team, every single one of these guys, I put all my faith, everything in them. They're an incredible team. They just came on this season, and we figured things out very soon in the year. Usually it takes time until you figure it out, find your routine, and get rolling, and we won in Houston five races in, so I knew we were going to be good all season long, and we've had some success. But we're looking for a win. It's been since Houston since we won. We've come close many times, but that doesn't cut it on our end.
He succeeded in momentarily stealing the headlines from Doug and Steve Torrance, which is pretty hard to do around here. But that must feel good too.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, the big part is tomorrow and race day. Yes, we love number one qualifiers, but I'd rather win on race day. But yes, Coletta and Steve are who we're chasing down right now. I've chased them down before, and that's our plan this season. You know, we're still a handful of points behind Steve in the number one spot, but we're not giving up yet.